This morning, a researcher for the U.S. Department of Agriculture filed a whistleblower complaint against the federal agency alleging that the USDA suppressed his research on a popular class of pesticides. Kerry Gillum, a contributing reporter for Harvest Public Media based here at KCUR, broke this story this morning, and she joins me now here in the studio. And Kerry, good morning. Nice to have you.
Hi, Steve. Glad to be here.
Well, let's begin with the researcher filing the complaint, Jonathan Lundgren. And what's his field of study, Kerry, and what research has he been doing?
Yeah, so Jonathan Lundgren, Dr. Lundgren has been with USDA Agricultural Research Service, ARS, for 11 years, and he's an entomologist, and so he studies insects and their benefits or their harm and to crops and to the soil and in ways, and then he publishes his research, and the goal, of course, is to help aid farmers in food production.
And one of his big concerns that he pointed out was concerns that these pesticides could be having on our bee population, right?
Well, he and a number of researchers have been looking at that, but some of the things that he found that didn't seem to sit well with USDA. One of the more recent reports dealt with the impact on monarch butterflies. He's also looked at GMO crops. He's looked at impacts in the soil, that sort of thing. But it's been in the last year and a half or so that some of his work started to rub people the wrong way, apparently.
Well, this pesticide that he was talking about, the nickname for it is called neonics. It's a far larger term than I can pronounce here on the radio. But bottom line, Kerry, his conclusions regarding the use of neonics was what?
Well, neonics are neonicotinoids. It's a class of insecticide, and it's the most widely used class of insecticides. Very popular with farmers. Supposed to be more environmentally friendly than other types of insecticides. A lot of farmers use them in seed treatments. They're fairly expensive. He's published at least two papers, really, that found them to be rather ineffective, maybe not worth the money that farmers were paying for them. And then, of course, he had this paper that showed the harm to the monarch butterfly.
How strong do you think his evidence is based on what you've been able to look at here?
Well, he's a very well-respected entomologist and speaks around the world and is consulted by the National Academy of Sciences and others to give his scientific opinion on these matters. So he has been very well regarded.
And just how widespread, again, is the use of the insecticide across the country on farm fields? What's the deal there?
You know, I don't have the number of pounds annually put down in my brain. I probably should, but
it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's very popular with farmers. Not only can you spray it on crops or onto the soil, but one of the more popular ways to use it is to coat it on seeds. And this is supposed to actually, you know, be more environmentally friendly, reduce the sprays that you're putting out there into the environment.
And there's a strong global market for these insecticides?
Very strong global market. Big companies, Bayer, Syngenta, BASF, all sell these.
Who are some of the companies that produce these insecticides?
Yeah, so as
names we'd recognize, maybe.
Yeah, well, Bayer AG is a big one, and BASF and Syngenta. All the big companies want to have a hand in selling these because they are profitable and popular.
Well, so this researcher, Jonathan Lundgren, has started talking to the media about some of his findings. What's he claiming that the USDA has done to him here because he's put out findings that the USDA may not be crazy about?
Yeah, so it's kind of a long, tortured tale, but he's essentially saying, you know, things seem to be rolling along fine. The USDA has started to deem certain subjects like GMOs and neonicotinoids and other things as sensitive topics that they want to give a little more oversight to before their researchers talk about them. He'd been rolling along, publishing papers, talking to the media, giving interviews, giving speeches. And he said about late 2013, early 2014, his supervisors basically told him to stop, and they stopped approving travel. They started retaliating against him, is what he's alleging in this complaint. He then filed a formal internal complaint that they were violating the integrity policy within the agency. And he claims they retaliated further by suspending him. And he feels like they're ready to push him out of the agency.
Now, Claire McCaskill in Missouri is talking about whistleblowers and other agencies who are being retaliated against, a big issue for her these days. So what does the researcher here, Jonathan Lundgren, what does he say that the USDA's motivation is for treating him this way?
Well, he and his attorney feel, and there have been other critics who've raised this issue, that there's a lot of corporate control and pressure on our regulatory system, and specifically in the USDA and NARS, which is both, of course, supposed to regulate agriculture and support and promote agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So they do walk a fine line, but these scientists are starting to say that there's a little too much corporate influence.
Hmm. And that's scary stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would the department, again, the USDA, retaliate against Lundgren when it had allowed him to publish previous and similar findings to begin with here? We found one from 2012 that said use of two specific neonics cost farmers more, and it failed to show significant, if any, increase in yield. So I guess I'm wondering, why is the USDA cracking down on him now?
Yeah, and that's a really good question, and that's not really spelled out very clearly here, but I think if you look at the context of what's going on politically in Washington right now,
yeah.
Neonicotinoids, as they have been tied to the decline of honeybees, which are very important pollinators,
yeah,
for our the food that we consume.
Yes.
Neonicotinoids are in the spotlight. We're having hearings where lawmakers are looking at the issue. Some people are talking about banning them. Retailers are pulling them from their shelves, and the people who sell neonicotinoids are actively lobbying and mounting a counter campaign,
mm-hmm,
because they don't want negative information out there about neonicotinoids. This is a multi-billion dollar market for them.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Carrie Gillum, a contributing reporter for Harvest Public Media based here at KCUR, about a story she broke this morning about retaliation against a whistleblower at the USDA. Okay, so Lundgren is shut down by his department. He files this internal complaint that you just mentioned. What's happened with that complaint, and where does that process stand?
Well, that complaint was filed over a year ago,
mm-hmm,
and the USDA, he tried to just do this internally. That was an internal complaint. USDA said his claims weren't valid, that, they had various reasons for that, and they since have come back and suspended him again for 14 days in August. He was suspended. So he finally was driven to file this complaint because he feels like it's only getting worse and not better there for him. And the people that are representing him, the legal advocacy group that's representing him, has also filed a legal petition, and they indicate that there are at least several more USDA scientists with similar complaints.
I mean, in theory, these whistleblowers are supposed to be protected, right?
Right.
Isn't there some new federal law or rule that protects these people when they come forward and say, hey, I'm seeing problems in the agency where I'm working?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And that's the process that they're going through now. And, this is with an employee, a Merit Systems Protection Board now, but they do have avenues then to take that to, like, appellate courts if they're not granted relief.
Yeah. In your article, Carrie, you say that there's been this growing criticism over the past several years that the USDA has been suppressing research findings that contradict the interests of these powerful corporations we're talking about here. Is Dr. Lundgren bringing this up specifically in the complaint that he's filed here?
Well, yes. He talks about harassment. He talks about his lab workers being harassed and his publication of work he's trying to do being delayed. He talks about being refused travel to go and speak on some of these issues.
Mm-hmm.
He really feels that the work that he's been trying to do, it's not being completely suppressed where he can't do it, but he feels like it's being hindered. They're hindering him and allowing him to talk publicly about it.
Yeah. Has anyone else found evidence of this type of corporate pressure being placed on the USDA? Are there other examples of it that you're aware of?
Well, yeah. I mean, over the course of the number of years that I've covered this issue and covered USDA, I've run into, at least a handful of other scientists. And it's very nuanced. They'll have their reports rewritten, or they'll have them edited, you know, to sort of soften their findings, or they're redirected, or they're told that their research perhaps should be redirected in another way.
Right.
And there's been, you know, definitely some frustration by some scientists over this.
Now that Lundgren has filed this complaint, Carrie, what is he hoping is going to happen here? What's the process that he hopes unfolds?
Well, he what I am told is that he hopes that this will bring to light a very important issue that will force some change within USDA and perhaps reestablish or strengthen the integrity of the process for other scientists and other aspects of research.
So he's hoping this has some far-reaching ramifications here going forward, clearly.
Yes.
Okay. Is there no protection from retaliation for government scientists who speak out as Lundgren has? I mean, again, there's supposed to be, but is it possible there won't be?
Well, and again, I don't know. They're definitely supposed to be. They established a scientific sort of integrity policy just in 2013. So this is all of the protocols and the procedures are relatively new still. They've only they've filed two reports. They're supposed to file annual reports, the agency is, outlining how many complaints they've received, the nature of those, the resolution of those. And that's – it's not – really working very well yet. So they're still trying to work that out.
You know, this part of the story really struck me as interesting because, you know, we have found that the research that he's doing, similar research has been done by Purdue University going back to 2012. It basically concluded the same thing that Dr. Lundgren has. So the research is out there. It isn't hard to find. Corroboration for what Dr. Lundgren is claiming here is out there. So again, you just can't help but wonder, why is the USDA coming down so hard on him? And is the USDA speaking to you about all of this or not?
Well, yes. And USDA does not, you know, they deny that they're coming down unfairly or unduly harshly on Dr. Lundgren. You know, they say that he's violated company policies or agency policies and that he, you know, needs to be disciplined. And they deny that they in any way are interfering with the integrity of his work or that there's any political pressure or any aspect that is, you know, undue on this.
Yeah. Well, you've covered food and agriculture for Reuters for something like 17 years. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
This is pretty explosive for him to come forward with his name and the specifics of his situation. But as I said, you know, yeah, I've run into this before sort of in a very subtle kind of nuanced way where we had an ARS scientist at the University of Missouri who was doing work on glyphosate, you know, which is the key ingredient in herbicide branded Roundup that belongs to Monsanto. And he'd been researching glyphosate for decades, and some of his findings were not particularly favorable, and he indicated that he came under some pressure when he tried to publish some of those results.
Well, this is so interesting. I'm so glad you've done this story. I imagine it goes without saying that you're going to continue to follow this story for Harvest Public Media going forward.
Yes, and I'm told there's more to come, more shoes to drop.
We'll look forward to seeing more of your reports. That's Carrie Gillum, a contributing reporter for Harvest Public Media based here at KCUR. You can find Carrie's report on the Harvest Public Media website here this morning. Thanks for joining us today. So good to have you.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet.
Fun.